Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on Patreon at patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Also visit reallifesci-fi.show for all the links. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good old friend. He has a dog. I'm going to age you right now. He has a daughter who's 20.
Yeah.
That's how great. Fucking old. It's director and illustrator David Hartman. He's
Hello.
Directed Phantasm Ravager.
Yes.
Crusade is a Netflix thing.
Crusade, yeah.
Did I fuck it up? Is it?
Yeah, it's all wrong? Right, but it's Crusade.
And of course, Transformers Prime, one of the best yes. Transformers cartoons out there.
Thank you.
I have all these toys. These are the ones that I haven't given to Moose yet. Because I'm kind of like, just hold off, man. I want you to break these.
Do you have any in the package still?
Yeah. I got a bunch from Comic-Con. They had Comic-Con exclusive Transformer Prime toys. And I didn't go to it then, but I got a lot of the toys. It's so
I cool. have one somewhere in Optimus that was like Comic-Con our first year. And then everything else I had to buy. So I have a box out in the garage, but I had to buy them.
What's Trisse about? I hear a baby gets stabbed.
Yeah, it's based off of a Filipino comic book. And, you know, a bunch of my friends, we kind of started this, like, our own little production company called Lex and Otis. And that was a show that was brought in. And I don't know, it's really fun. It's on Netflix now. It's kind of like a police procedural horror based in the Philippines.
Wearing my Filipino shirt.
Oh yeah.
Is that, do they have Oswangs in that movie?
We do. We have Oswang. I did one with the Chonuk, which is this baby that's basically it's like this mother has given up her baby and literally just buried it out in the woods. And it comes back kind of demonic in a way, wanting revenge. So I did an episode about that thing where the mother ends up like stabbing it over and over. And
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. And I did a zombie episode after that. So kind of fun.
Oh, so this is a show.
All the episodes. Yeah. It's an animated show.
Oh, I thought it was a movie. Like okay.
Or so.
Do you get any residuals or anything?
Nah. I mean, you used to
steal it. It's
yeah. You used to get
that's
money.
Not gonna hurt you, right?
Oh no. It might hurt my videotape sales in Germany because I still get residuals for videotape off shows from Europe for some reason, but
sideshowmonkey.com is still your functioning website, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Great. I
just open up a print store selling all my swag and artwork and monsters and
I mean, you're like an amazing illustrator. Are you into conspiracy theories, like in this world, like how into this stuff are you?
I'd say I've gone down several rabbit holes. I mean, I follow it quite a bit. I always say I'm the skeptical believer because I do kind of believe in it, but I need proof because I don't really trust humanity. So I kind of want to have physical proof, but I love conspiracy stuff, and I do believe that there's higher powers and things beyond kind of what we see and know, and other dimensions. And even my movie Phantasm Ravager is about multi-dimensional, like your main character is in different dimensions at the same time, and he's a life. One version of him is like a decrepit old man in a wheelchair. The other version of him is this badass in an apocalyptic future, and then he needs to let one die for the other one to become stronger.
Oh, cool. And
so I love all this kind of stuff. And me and my dad, he's really big into it too. We both claim to have seen UFOs. I got a Bigfoot footprint on my wall over here, a cast. So I'd say I'm pretty into it. Plus, I'm into monsters. And if I can segue, let me tell you, I got one little anecdote, my supernatural story. So when I was like 7 years old, I'm from Ohio. My parents take me to the Ohio State Fair, big fair, fairgrounds. Again, to age myself, it was probably like the late 70s, right? Like 78, 79, Star Wars era. And it was at this time when they still had freak shows. So they still had two-headed owls and two-headed goats and, you know, just...
Wait, I'm sorry, real quick. What were they? What were they actually?
Sideshows. That's kind of...
No, but what were they? What was the cow?
They were real cows. They were like... Like it had a brother,
weird birth anomaly,
brother that just didn't kind of grow right.
Okay, so it wasn't like they just papier-mâché'd an extra cow head onto a normal cow.
No, this one, I saw one, it was alive and it was licking with the two tongues, you know, in unison. But anyhow, they had this thing, and this is back in the day when your parents would just like hand you like a dollar and quarters and say, go play the arcade games. And you're 7 years old and you can run around free. So I immediately went to the freak show. I wanted to see all this stuff. And there was this trailer outside. And it had this picture of a hand with a beautiful naked woman, like kind of a Venus de Milo thing sitting in this hand. And the hand was real hairy, like a Bigfoot. And it said, Bigfoot frozen in a block of ice. Come in and see it a quarter and then see the world's smallest woman. Right. And I'm like a little kid. And this is like taboo. Right. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to get to see Bigfoot. He's frozen in ice. And then after that, I get to see a naked woman the size of my action figures. Right. So I was like, this is going to be awesome. So I pay my quarter and go in. And there it is, this Bigfoot thing frozen in ice. And it's just kind of like this, like, pose, you know, and it's jumps there.
It's like a Han Solo and Carbonite, only a Bigfoot.
Absolutely, yeah. Uh-huh. So I saw this thing, and then you go to see the woman. It was not what I thought. It was like this 80-year-old woman sitting on a pillow. She was probably like, it's just tall, and she's like, what are you looking at, kid? Had like the smoker's voice and stuff.
Was she also naked at least? No.
I felt a little ripped off, and it was that you kind of also had that weird feeling like my parents said not to go do this stuff, but yet I went and did it. It's kind of like I saw stuff I shouldn't see. Anyhow, but I years later, I kind of was researching the Bigfoot stuff because I was really into it, and there's this one you can look up sometime, or the viewers can. It's called Minnesota Iceman. Probably a lot of people have heard from it. And the elevator pitch is that the scientist found Bigfoot frozen in ice, or a missing link frozen in ice. Sure. And they were shipping it to a museum. Instead, it goes to some farmer who decides to take it on the show, you know, take it across the U.S. Now, there was a version where all these scientists have looked at it. There's sketches of it, of scientific sketches of the thing. There's photos of it. And people are saying, hey, the scientists are saying this is real. Then supposedly the block of ice, somebody didn't set the freezer right. It melted and the thing deteriorated. So they made a rubber one, froze it in ice, and finished taking it around in the early 80s or whatever to different towns or whatever. So then the scientists look at that and said, that is not the thing we saw. It's in a different pose. It's not the drawings. Here's the photos. Compare the photos to it. And they could match. They could not. You know, it's hard to tell. Everything's grainy back then. But researching it was kind of like, oh, yeah, they went through like Kentucky and Ohio during the 78, 79 era when I saw it, which was supposedly kind of like the end of seeing the real one. Yeah. So, but that was one of the things that got me wanting to draw monsters and all this crap was like, I, you know, seeing that when I was little, I was like, holy cow, this
What did it look like? Did it just look like a Bigfoot? Like as you would imagine, like as we've been programmed to see Bigfoot?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't look like, I mean, from what I mean, it was a long time ago, of course, but I've seen photos, and in the photos, he's not like 8 or 9 feet tall and hulking. He's more of a Neanderthal kind of looking thing with a lot of hair on his face.
Part of that story it'll
pop up.
I'm pretty sure part of that story you left out is when he froze, he moved to Encino and he hooked up with Pauly Shore and then went to high school.
That's true. And then he just didn't he just win an Oscar?
Yeah, Encino Man has. He was at least nominated.
I don't know. Yeah.
For jerking off on a meatball sandwich.
Yeah, go big.
Which is not far from Encino Man. So you use the term skeptical believer, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we do something here on the show called the Wow Scale.
Wow Scale.
Are you wed or are you willing?
Stands for wait or willy, and we're going to really put that to the test, and we'll be the judges if you're a skeptical believer or if you're completely wrong about your own classification. It's a five-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a weight. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a willy. Are you ready to be weighed on the Wow Scale?
I am. Let's go for it.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, do you believe they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I do believe in aliens. I do feel like they could have been here before us and never left. Then you get into all kinds of weird inner Earth stuff. But I kind of believe in them. I definitely believe in something. And I don't think the government knows what it is. I think nobody knows what the hell it is. We're just all confused. So yes, short answer is yes.
Question number 2, ghosts.
I do, to an extent. I don't necessarily believe all the ghost shows and stuff like that. But I do, again, this gets into my weird other dimensions. Are we just seeing other versions of people in a different dimension? But
that's
yeah,
a fair point.
I would say I believe in, if you want to classify that as a ghost, then yes.
I think we generally do, because a lot of people say yes with the caveat of it's not dead people. It's energy residuals or, yeah, dimensional crossings.
Yeah, or everything preordained and it's just playing back something, you know, so who knows?
You said you're from Ohio?
Uh-huh.
Did you, any ghost stories in your life?
That's funny. Yeah, because, I mean, Ohio's pretty, everything there was haunted. I mean, I had weird stuff that would happen every now and then. Like, we had a house, and, like, one day, I was home alone, and it was late at night, and all the faucets come on at once.
But they're
not the pressure ones. They're, like, turn ones, where I'm like, how did they unturn themselves? I don't know. I don't know enough about plumbing. I know so many friends who had stuff back there, but again, I might have had stuff. I was just a dumb kid, too busy doing other crap to notice.
Yeah, you were just not scared by any of it.
No, not really.
Oh wait, but wait, let's go back.
Oh wait,
though,
I do have one. I do have a good one.
Okay, go on.
Me and a couple friends during college rented this drawing space in this building. It was like from the 1920s and it was like this old radio station and it had shut down. And it's like literally this giant freaking, you know, 20,000 square feet, lots of rooms, recording booths, but it's all deco, like art deco. And it was totally crazy because they were going to remodel this thing. And I mean, this is like straight out of a movie. We have this one little room we're paying, you know, $300 for, and we're all a bunch of guys in there drawing. The rest of the place is completely empty. We are the only people in this building, and there's like weird stuff in this place, guys. There's one where we found a fake wall that had a spiral staircase that went down into nothing. And most of the stuff is probably they just remodeled over it, but we found this thing and it was like this door, and behind the door was this dirt tunnel that went down, and then it went like for a good like 100 feet with just these bare light bulbs, almost like a miner's kind of thing.
Into
a room full of just broken glass. And we're like, oh, okay, this is weird. And then I realized actually the place where we're at is under underneath this Bank One, which was our big bank there in downtown Columbus. And it was like underneath. And I was like, was somebody digging something to like to the bank? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, they're doing a heist.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm just going back and drill my monsters. So then what the ghost aspect of it was, so like there was one night I heard these footsteps and they were following me down this staircase. And it was like this big staircase. And I freaked out. I just ran. And then I ran out the door. And it was one of these things where the door, you have to lock it or unlock it, open it, let other people out, go in, lock that door to turn around and unlock another door. So it was like this big process. Mm-hmm. There's other people like, I want out and we're getting out. And then I was like, oh, I left the lights on. And it was like in the hallway. And I was just like, man, if I don't turn those off, everyone's going to haze me. So we'll get in trouble for leaving the electricity on all night. So I go back, double lock the door, go back, hit the lights. And as I'm hitting the lights, I hear this like coming down towards me. And I just was like, something was coming in the dark. And I just ran. This is, unfortunately, this is the skeptical part of me, is that the next day I come in and I tell one of my artist friends that was in there, and I was telling him about this. He's like, oh, that is so weird. I was here last night too and had a weird ghost thing. I was like, really? What happened? He's like, well, I was coming down the stairs and all of a sudden the lights went off and I fell. I'm like, it was you making that noise. It wasn't a freaking ghost. But there is a real ghost story here, in that the elevators, there's this basement that had like this, would go down into this heating area. And the elevators have never, like, they don't work. There's no power to them or anything. And I was down in the basement and I was kind of like just being a dumbass and just being goofy and stuff. And I don't know if I made spirits.
You just had underwear on your head and you're just like dancing.
I'm like standing there and I hear that ding behind me and the elevator doors open. And I'm like, okay. And then they close and go back. And again, I told the owner and he's like, tell me it's impossible. There's no way that happened. It's just impossible. They're not working. They haven't worked since the 50s. The power's all out. There's no electricity wired to them. And I was like, okay. So I don't know if that's ghosts, but it freaked me out.
You should have got on the elevator.
That was your invitation to another dimension.
Yeah. Yeah, I blew it.
You fucked up.
Way to go.
Third question, Bigfoot.
That's a yeah. Obviously, after all these goofy stories, I believe there's something there. You see, like, there's this new video of an orangutan people going around on online. There's like this orangutan and it's like reaching out to the cameraman and stuff. It's like, you look at that thing, it's just like, how could there not be something else out there?
What's special about why is this a video that people are sharing, an orangutan reaching?
It's just weird seeing an orangutan in the wild, and it's just this hulking kind of orange furry thing. But it's just,
they're the nice ones.
Yeah, and this is like a total Jungle Book orangutan. He's looking at the camera and reaches out his hand and stuff. But
he gives you a little song to encourage you to give him money. But you look at it, that guy's deal was.
You kind of see how hard it's actually to see him in the foliage. Like, you can see how this thing could hide pretty easy. I don't know. Again, I don't trust the scientists that don't go out and explore. And then there's other ones that aren't scientists that do explore, and I don't necessarily believe them either. There's gotta be a place in between.
Question four, psychics.
That I'm pretty iffy on. Although my wife and daughter, we say they have a hive mind because they're constantly finishing each other's sentences and know what the other person's thinking. And I'm always the, you know, odd man out there. But
have you tried to do it and just failed miserably?
No, but I should. That's a good idea.
Let me finish this sentence.
Yeah.
Hang on. Stop right there.
Tell me if this is what you were thinking. This is what I was thinking you were saying.
Yeah, that monsters, right? Monsters? No, Dad, it's never monster.
Oh, actually, it is with her. She's a...
Oh, shit.
Real block. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Last question. What do you think of simulation theory, that that we all exist in a simulation? Do you subscribe to that or...?
Not really. I mean, if there is, it's some sort of biological thing. If if you get really deep into this, there's like a book called Behold a Pale Horse. And they talk about, you know, like human capillaries and trees, and you look at microchips and how, I think that's just how the human brain works, you know, everything kind of, so things are kind of built that way. But
yeah,
I mean, if it is, it would have to be a biological type of simulation, not the computer type of simulations. Not Matrix.
Well, I could believe more in a biological version, because I'm like, well, the things we come up with are based on, maybe they're based on us tapping into the universe, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean,
how energy works. And
yeah, I mean, we're just kind of dumb little meat sacks, you know?
Well, the Cylons were organic
parts.
Well, but yeah, but enough, right? All right. Well, I hate to break it to you. You're not really a skeptical believer. You're more of a believer. You're a 4 out of 5 on the WoW scale.
Wow. That is.
It's not scientific. We need to readjust it.
Don't cry myself to sleep tonight.
I use that same description, though. I say I'm very skeptical, you know?
Yeah.
Willie, you're not skeptical. You cannot keep saying that you're skeptical. You believe every single thing that there is. All right. But anyway, 4 out of 5, you know, deal with it. Sorry, deal with it.
I will.
Willie, hit us with the topic. What are we talking about tonight?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, water. Could it be alive? Can it hold memory? We are made of a big percentage of water. Could that water have a bigger part in our existence, our consciousness? Or is it just something to quench our thirst? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Usually I now ask the guests if they've looked into this at all, but this seems to be not something that you could really... I mean, you don't have any history with water, do you? I mean, outside of the shower.
I mean, I watched a couple videos that talk about this stuff a little bit, but not really. I mean, it's kind of a weird concept.
Well, let's just jump into it then.
This guy I've brought up a lot recently, and that's why I was like, oh, let's just do a topic of it. This guy, Dr. Emoto from Japan. You look him up on Wikipedia, they say he's a pseudoscientist. He claimed that human consciousness could affect the molecular structure of water. He's the guy that would freeze water. And before they would freeze it, they would they did a bunch of different experiments trying to, you know, they would put words on the water. They would say words to the water. And if it was a positive word and good water, the water would freeze in great crystalline structures, hexagonal, the best waters. And if they put negative words on it, or if they use city water, it would be like not a good crystal.
City water.
Yeah, yeah. City water. The dirtiest water.
Yeah.
And so they did a lot of experiments. He has a couple books. You know, he died in 2014, I think. But he's one of the only guys who really have jumped into this. There are some water researchers out there, but you know, basically his main points were that water was a blueprint for our reality. Our emotional energies and our vibrations could change the physical structure of it. And I don't know, it's pretty weird to think about that water being affected on a molecular level just from thoughts and words.
Yeah, that's weird. The words part is the skeptical side of me. It's like, I barely understand half the words we use. I don't understand how water could understand language.
Have you seen Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah. Yeah. Like with the ectoplasm in the sewer.
Yeah, it's more about the energy rather than the word.
Because that bothered me so much as a kid watching it, but like, that's just what I'm pushing now. I'm like, you know what? It does make a difference.
Like, well, I can understand, like, we give off, you know, electromagnetic fields and stuff that, I mean, water is, like, how much of it is bacteria with living stuff in it that we can't even see anyhow, that it could react negatively to something like that. I don't necessarily buy its feelings getting hurt by mean words, but Maybe that's why it's so salty. The ocean, it's crying.
That's because fish are just thinking dumb shit, man, and they've polluted the ocean. That's why it's salty.
Fucking fish. Be more positive, fish. You're yes. fucking it up, man. We need to drink the ocean, and you're fucking it up.
It's all your salty tears. Emotions.
So here's the thing. Like, I feel like maybe you've brainwashed me, Willie, because from almost 10 years of doing this podcast, this seems completely reasonable to me. And I don't know if it's because you've repeated it so many times that I just thought that I believed it or what's happening, but I'm kind of on board with this.
There's this other girl. Her name is Veda Austin. She's from New Zealand, and she, you know, was inspired by his work. And so she started doing it in a different way. And she did it on accident. She would like freeze water, and she would catch it early enough to where instead of crystalline structures, the water would freeze in a way that would emulate some of the things that she was either thinking or talking. So she started like doing these experiments where she would ask the water questions, freeze it, and then look how it froze. And the video I sent you was not good. It was just like the first one I saw because there's so many out there, but they're normally in like
what is it with the freezing of the water? Like that's seems to be the one.
Yeah, is that you the crystalline structure is the only way that you know if it's been affected or
right? The structure of it affects how it freezes, you know.
Well, I did see some of in the one video I saw, you know, the pictures it showed kind of like crystals like the snowflake kind of thing, right? Yeah. Where they're almost kind of symmetrical in a way, you know,
very geometrical.
After the experiment, they almost look like you know, like salt crystals, you know, or something like you'd see in the Mexican caves or whatever, you know, like where salt has grown and into these pillars and stuff. So it kind of had this weird structure to it, what I saw, which was pretty interesting. I mean, there is something there because there is a physical reaction to something, but I mean, there's so many other factors that could play into it, you know, just temperature, your location, who's even doing the tests, setting it off.
And this other girl, Veda Austin, her taking pictures of the water freezing, she would get images. So she it happened on accident because she put her hand on the water and then froze it and then looked at it. And I was like, oh, it froze with an image of my hand in the water, she started thinking things. She asked the water one time, she's like, can I communicate with my mom? Can you connect with my mom who was dead? And the way that the water froze,
it's a weird
was,
thing to ask some water.
I know, dude. It's like,
here's the water's thing. Like, well, listen, we have thoughts, but we can't speak to the dead.
And even if I could, I'm not going to work for you. Like, what do I get?
Yeah. Where's the money, lady?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? I'm fucking water.
Looting me, you pee in me.
Do you
want me to talk to your dead mom?
Do you think that the water says be like Bruce Lee?
That's pretty funny. The way that it froze was this weird circle with what looked like a heart in it, and she was like, wow, this connects to me so much because my mom used to always try to draw a circle with a heart in it, and she couldn't draw a circle good, and so it was immediately something that connected her to her mom that nobody else knew about.
Is it like seeing shapes in a cloud? Is it just seeing what you want to see? Or did you see the pictures? Did it actually?
Well, what is it? Pareidolia? We say that a lot on this. We never know what it's called.
That's the face one. Yeah. Of their best research they did, they had like 200 photos and they put them all online and asked people, what do you see? And so that there was nothing leading or anything. Yeah. And
but it could be kind of Rorschach-y in a way, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
And of those photos, most of them people said exactly what the photo was. So like they used to like think something, freeze the water, and then take a picture of it. And then she put a bunch online, like I said. And then there were at least six where like 100% of everyone asked described what the picture was that was related to the frozen water.
I That's interesting.
Wait, what?
Like the hand thing I get because we kind of give off radiation and stuff, you know, and I've seen.
Well, also temperature, right? Like if you're going to freeze the water, I don't know. I'm not a physicist, but it feels like if you put your hand.
All we got to go is the Arctic and just start like cussing at the glaciers. And you know, we can
solve global warming. And totally. with just like one Bill Burr stand up set, we can solve global warming.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, there is a guy who played classical music to his crops and they grew way better. But I mean, you know, it's an anecdote.
But that's plants, right?
Yeah. But
go back, just real quick. Because I don't understand this. So they would show what would they do? They would show the water pitcher, or they would.
She did a bunch of different experiments trying to basically communicate with the water. So sometimes
was it salt water? Was it ocean water? Or was
they?
It-
they tried ocean water, spring water, rain water. They tried all the different things, and they also were doing crystal structure things too. And they were like, oh well, the crystal structures are definitely better from natural sources, and they're different. And
I still have a question.
Like, yes.
Areas. Working as a hive mind, and they're doing all this work, and water's getting the credit for it. You know?
Yeah, that's interesting. Sometimes they would look at an image and then freeze the water, and then sometimes they would say words to the water, and then sometimes they would ask questions to the water. So a lot, and they did a bunch of different.
And then they would show the picture of the water to people, and they all knew what the picture was. The picture of what they were thinking? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Was it like complicated? Were there any like a heart? I feel like you could kind of read a heart in any blob, really, as long as it comes to a triangular.
Yeah, not to be too much, not to bring up Ghostbusters again, but in Ghostbusters 1, it was like squiggly lines and a plus sign. Is it like that stuff? Or is it like the Mona
Lisa? Was it like, oh, I'm remembering my this barn on the way to grandma's house. And
I remember when I was a child, I used to walk by this field and it was like, the most beautiful. Can I say,
show me the Minnesota Iceman and it's going to like form it. That would be awesome.
Right. But I mean, basically, yeah, I think so. Right. So like one of them was a certain flower, right?
So here's the flower. What are we looking at? Is it actually the crystal itself takes the shape?
They would freeze a very tiny level of water. Yeah. It made the fucking flower.
So it recreates the image. It does. It's not. Okay. I get it.
But sometimes it recreates the image. Sometimes it was based on her thought. Cause like, she's like, can you, I don't know how she asked it, but like, can you do me? And when it came back, it was her initials, VA, clearly in the ice, which is fucking crazy.
Oh, that's weird.
But I just can't. Again, the
language thing throws me off. Like,
yeah. So now water knows English.
Like it only understands English. Or
here's her.
Yeah. What if this water is Hindi?
See on the, you see the hand, it looked like a skeleton thing. And so that was what was weird to her. Well,
that's
so,
what the water, that's a picture of the water.
These are two different pictures but her hand one, that's where this all started. It was like, oh shit, that looks like my hand.
So,
okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, for like, those listening, we're looking at a picture that's a hand and you're telling me that's frozen water.
Yeah, and so here's the
but it's not a crystal. It's like water in a tub or something. Like it's a like an 8x11. Yeah,
it's like picture a small amount of water in a clear petri dish, freeze it. And then,
I don't
and then,
see the buffalo so much.
Yeah, yeah, I mean it's
that contour shape.
It's rudimentary. Yeah,
but why is it even freezing like into? I don't know. Like when I look at frozen ice, I mean, there's lot. It's like lines, right? Like cracks of lines, and like I don't see too many curvy shapes.
Yeah. She explained. She's definitely on a lot of podcasts, and you can hear her explaining her process. It's like she would like take the picture before it was fully frozen, because when it was fully frozen, that would take over too much, and you wouldn't see those things.
Yeah.
So yeah, it. so it's like a Polaroid, only it can get overdeveloped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, between these two
people, I like to see how they're showing the picture too. To like, does it actually
have
contact with the water? Is the water reacting to the inks of whatever the picture is? You know, like luminance values, you know, like on a piece of paper, if you're taking a photo, it's going to be all the printer ink that makes the dark shape, right? So it might read, hey, this is paper, this is ink, and kind of make that shape. Or is it literally just sticking it like, hey, check this out, H2O? And
yeah, yeah, they never put them in the water, but
oh, that's interesting then.
Right. It makes it more interesting. So the biggest question is like, is this
water? Hang on, I'm sorry. So they're looking at a tub of water and they show it the picture of the buffalo and then straight into the freezer. And then it comes out and it freezes like that.
Well, they would take the picture in like a cooler, you know, so it was like, it would start.
Well, I understand it's not fully frozen, but that's what they would do. They would show water. They would show an inanimate object.
That's a picture. That's one thing they would do. And then they started thinking of the things too. So not all of them were like showing the water. Some of them just thinking.
Curious, like what the, even if it is absolutely real, what's the purpose of it? Even if water is,
I think the, well, some I sort think of
intelligence, why would it just copy what it sees? I don't know.
Well, maybe water is saying, stop drinking us, we are alive, you have been murdering us, but we're like, but we need you, if we'll die without you.
Only thing we got left, water.
So my mind says this is that, like, I know that there's a lot that there isn't enough research here to make any, you know, factual statements about this.
Sure, sure.
Is
we are slowly learning that our experience, our, the way that our Earth was formed and our solar system is just not that unique, right? And it makes me say, okay, well, how much water is on this fucking planet? You know, so much. And how much are we made up of water? We're, you know,
so much.
60% of the human body, our heart and brain are 73% water, lungs 83%, whatever. Like, we are water. And, you know, even Da Vinci said this. Da Vinci said, human emotions are water. It is the form taken by these flows within the body that determines our character. Which is crazy to hear that he has some quote about them. But I think that our experience is not that unique. And I feel like water on planets is not that unique either. And, you know, the water from our Earth, we believe, came from comets and, you know, mostly from the Oort cloud. And so if every solar system is similar to ours and there's water fucking everywhere, you know, we say, wherever there's life, there could be water. What if water
was the reason why there's life? Could be life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what if water was the medium for consciousness? Hmm. And so like we can't think, and you can't have a brain that thinks unless there's water in it, because the water is the connecting thing. Water.
And plants don't exist without water. And we know that plants are conscious.
Yeah.
David, do you know about that? That plants are conscious?
Yeah, they scream.
They scream.
But yes, no, I do believe that the plants.
I believe it too, and I think this is tied together, right? I mean, it's kind of the same.
Yeah, thing. I'm curious, like all the fish and stuff. You know, like there's dolphins and whales that are really, really smart, and they communicate through the water using sonar and stuff. I wonder how that all would play into it, because it's completely submerged. It's basically, it's, you know, how we rely on oxygen, it's relying on the H2O. But
well, what if this is the whole thing? What if this is the answer? Like, what if, you know, how like we talk about like the mushrooms in the rainforest, how they're like the biggest organism in the world because they like span like miles and miles and they all talk to each other, and I feel like people look at that and think about existence, and maybe that's like some kind of hint to existence, right? But Maybe it's water. Maybe water is that same thing.
Well, life, all life supposedly came from water. So, you know, that's kind of interesting too. What made us different to separate? Are we just the cancer to water?
Well, we are. We're the cancer for sure. We're the best at using the water to dominate the planet. Yeah, and fuck everything. You
know what I'm saying? Like, we came from it, and we totally, you know, what made us different that to separate from the rest of the ocean? It's kind of weird.
Well, let me put it in terms that you can understand. So the Decepticons and the Autobots came from the same planet, but the Decepticons are bad for whatever reason.
It's true. We actually, in Transformers Prime, we ended up doing where, just for nerd talk, the Earth was Unicron. Unicron.
Yeah. Oh, that was trippy. Cause like they're like, why is there Energon in the middle of the Earth? It's like, oh fuck, dude. That was great.
Do you think though, because that seems to be a theory that comes around in fiction a lot. Like, there's the belief that aliens are just us from the future and there's some kind of weird thing or whatever. Right. It's like something that it's the well that we keep going back to. And do you think that that's just because it's fun for a story? Or do you think that there's are we grappling with our existence and trying to understand it by putting these things on? Do you know what I mean? Like, is the answer
we're only capable, like, you know, what the extent of our knowledge is,
yeah,
to place that knowledge onto something. So, you know, that's even if it's just that, we're doing it to the best of our capabilities currently, you know,
right?
Like, it's like, you know, people didn't find gorillas until what, the 1920 something, or that they actually caught a gorilla. I know, I might be totally wrong with that.
No, it sounds right. Like, when the colonialists were kind of done with their shit, and then we just all started like fighting each other, right?
Right.
And, I mean, that's a little earlier than the 1920s, but I understand. But maybe it's by design. Like, maybe we have these questions because the answers are here, and we wouldn't have these questions if the answers weren't here. And the puzzle is to solve this. I don't know.
It might all be a red herring too.
It probably could. I mean,
so we're not seeing the real thing.
I was saying this last episode that, like, it really blows my mind that if we freeze to death, it's not actually to death and we can be revived. And so maybe we're supposed to travel the cosmos by going into cryo freeze. But the thing is the water still.
You know what else freezes? Water.
And somebody was saying that, I don't know how credible this is, but I like this idea. She was like, you know, dementia is actually just dehydration. It sounds too simple, sounds too easy, but yeah. You know,
it's a little insulting too.
75% of Americans are dehydrated. It's a big reason why people go to the emergency room,
because you dry freeze people, you know, and just pour water on them later. I mean,
turkey.
You remember the Batman movie? The 1966 Batman movie, they would turn
dehydrated pirates.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's all right. Maybe it's right.
It could be.
I'm just like, wow, dude. Like, if water actually is, I don't want to give it, say that consciousness is water, you know, I mean, that's an idea, but the other idea that consciousness needs water to exist, to flow through. That's the medium.
What's our human, what I was trying to say earlier is, like, the human definition of what consciousness is may not be truly what consciousness is. It's just what we perceive consciousness to be.
Yeah.
Because we can talk and we can, you know, see and hear, and our bodies have built these things and able to react to its environment. But, you know, the consciousness itself, or you talk about a soul or a spirit, like, it could all be tied into that. You know, it gets really kind of ethereal and spiritual in that sense.
But it also does
understand it anyhow.
It's also sort of not spiritual when you really break it down and you go, the earth is like 80% water. Humans are like 70% water. Yeah. Like it all kind of makes sense if you just believe it. Right. I mean maybe that's the wrong choice of words, but like,
it's just, we're trying to connect dots that aren't really that, they're kind of close to each other, but they're not totally next to each other, you know?
Right.
Like dots, yeah. You've got a color dot to dot book and there's two dots on one on each page. We're trying to connect them, but they don't
always laugh about science too. You know, I'm like, you know, general relativity. I'm like, yeah, it makes us comprehend.
But science is always evolving. You know, it's like once they start saying like, you know, once they start just rehashing the same science books in school and stuff, it's like, no, science is evolving. We're finding out new stuff every day. To say something's like hard and fast one way is kind of a, you know, that's,
it's bullshit. You can way, say it. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to believe in science until we switch to the metric system in America.
God, what a fucking, what a petty stance for you to take.
Like, we're fucking, we're so important that we can't switch.
Dude, I mean, think of how many people actually screw up. You know, like, there are so many people, like, I could just picture anyone over the age of 60 just going absolutely ape shit because they changed the metric system. I don't know what a kilometer is. Like every drunk,
that's the whole problem. That's the whole problem.
I didn't know I was speeding. I don't know what a kilometer is.
it's a good way to get out of a speeding ticket. But like, it just really, why did you go down this? Because like, it doesn't have anything to do with water.
Yeah.
Well, just stop railing against the science of America.
Well, and you can't totally hate science because the whole water issue you brought up is based on science.
Well, no, I love science. I what I don't like is people's attachment to what they learned once.
Right. Yeah.
And so to bring us back into that, I'm just like, yeah, this is a hard road to go down because freezing water just doesn't seem scientific at all. But like the fact that they are getting, I mean, this blows my mind.
Does water want to be frozen? like it freezes in lakes and stuff because of the seasons, but it doesn't just naturally freeze on its own. Right. So,
well, it also becomes a vapor. Right. So
yeah. I feel that makes me think that like ghost medium needs moisture in the air to,
right. Well, it's a conduit, right? It's a conductor, right? Isn't water a conductor? So,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, no, I think
electromagnetic fields and radiation and
it's basically everything. It's everything, right? I mean, I'm not smart, but I'd say water's everything. Water is everything.
But yeah. Even if it is conscious, is water smart? Just because it can sort of make something look like a buffalo? I mean, I would
say good that's point. Because that's what we're talking about. Is water conscious? Or does it have a...
For the definitions of it to be alive, I was trying to like... I was disappointed at what it takes to be alive. You need to be able to move through your environment. Like water doesn't choose where it moves. It just settles with
Yeah, but you know who gravity. Made up those rules? A bunch of scientists, and we know that you hate them, dude.
needs to reproduce. Like water doesn't reproduce.
That's interesting.
It does. It rains. You don't think water reproduces? Then we should be out of water,
right? No, that's just changing.
Is it creating Is it creating new water, like new molecules, or is it just recycling the same molecule?
Yeah, it's just.
Are humans creating new humans, or are we just recycling humans?
Well, I think you know, if there's only one of you and you have six kids, you know, in that well, logic, yeah, your DNA spread pretty thin. That means all those kids are like dumber than just having one kid, right?
Yeah, but we're talking conscious. We're not talking about genes. If we're talking about genes, then sure, we'd be creating new fucking humans all the time. But
I'm getting more on that. But the consciousness is, I don't know. I feel like if it's reacting to something, I don't know. I would feel like water could move. Like, how does it make the picture then? Well, how does it freeze? If water can't move independently.
That's great. Yeah, dude. It's like we don't observe it moving because we don't see it changing states, or that's a great thought.
Yeah. It's just kind of weird to think. I still think there's so much bio in the water itself.
Given all the credit to the water,
it's a good theory, but like, let's look at an ant hill. Do you know which ant is which ant? Like, you can look at water and not understand which water is which water. Is this the dumbest thing I've ever said?
But we know what you're talking about.
But do you know what I mean? Like, if let's just say that water,
I guess you can zoom in and look at the crystals or the shapes, and maybe that's why they have to freeze it to study it,
to observe the movement. Because I would argue that the more natural state of water is to be frozen, because it's just in comets. You know, in the universe is cold. Like ice is nice.
Ice is nice.
Killed the dinosaurs. The ice age.
Yeah, Arnold, what are you doing here?
But that
cold freeze.
But the water.
Oh, yeah, he was the ice man
from Mr. Freeze, another planet, right?
Yeah. But, well,
or is it just like, where do comets and all that come from?
Even if it is from a different planet or from comets or whatever, as far as we know, this is the only planet that has life, right? And on this planet, water isn't frozen. So you could make the argument that, like, even I'm tying it all together with Hartman's thing about maybe it's the bacteria and the single-celled organisms that are inside the water that are actually making it move, whatever. When it came from space, exploded onto this planet, as far as I know, the only planet that has like a shitload of fucking water, right? It could just be that. Fuck, I talked myself into a circle. I guess
here's my parallel of what you're saying. When it rains, there's fucking seeds everywhere. Plants fucking grow everywhere. All the cracks. Like, where all these fucking seeds come from? Well, they were just sitting there waiting for water. So
never
yeah,
more evident than if you live in LA and you see how fucking dry it is, and then we get rain like this for a week. It will never be more green in LA than come spring or whatever.
Maybe it knew we were doing this podcast, and that's why it's raining.
It's trying to impress us.
Maybe the planets all have the seeds of life in them, and they need water in the same way.
That would be interesting.
Well, but okay, but yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
Total Recall putting water on Mars and
yeah. Well, but that's terraforming, right? That needs an ozone
but I see what Willie's saying. You know, there could be things on the other planets too. We don't know.
But that's I totally agree.
Yeah,
I think that's what I'm saying. I think we are all in agreement. I'm wrapping everything that we're saying up into this perfect Christmas present called the existence of life. And it's that whatever those single celled organisms are that exist in every drop of water, has there ever been a drop of water tested that didn't have some kind of microbial life in it?
Natural water.
I mean,
you know, yeah,
probably the asteroids, right? But did anyone ever catch an asteroid?
Anything it comes in contact with, it's kind of like the blob.
Exactly. It fucks it up.
Yeah. All I know is I'm going to my ice tray. I'm going to cuss out all the water.
No. You're supposed to do the opposite.
No, yeah. Cuss out. When your freezer dies, cuss out a bunch of water. And then it'll freeze because it's so mad at you.
Well, I want to see what it says to me. Like, I'm going to hold up some words to it. Put it in the freezer.
Why do you have to be?
I'll let you guys know if it does.
Be nicer. Show it the picture of the.
But we only know hand. That.
Well, show it the Bigfoot hand with the little naked woman in it, and then see how nice. Right,
guys, I'm going to draw a picture of a snowflake. And I'm going to stick it in there and then we'll look at it under a microscope. And if we see it's real.
No, don't do that because then the water is going to have an existential crisis. Because then it's not going to know what it is. It's going to be like, that's me in the womb. I don't get it. Listen, we should wrap it up. Hartman, do you want to, is it weird that I'm calling you Hartman? I feel like I've always called you Hartman.
That's easy.
Do you have any projects or do you want to direct our audience to anything online? Like
you just follow me on my Instagram, David Hartman Art, and go to sideshowmonkey.com. I got like my artwork and stuff there. Got some comic books, like I was saying, coming out, but that's not for another year. Got a bunch of shows coming out, probably not for another year. Everything's all, on hold. But
yeah, well, I will say I follow your Instagram and your Facebook, and there is just too much art. I can't believe how much you pump out. It's just amazing. I love looking at it all the time.
Thank you.
Transformers Prime is the best Transformers out there.
Show your water art that you drew when you were getting ready to.
So, let's see. We got. Everyone pees in me, so he's crying. Little shark's like, I'm peeing right now. Here's water tearing a surfer apart because he's upset. And here's a skull-faced wave crashing a ship. So
the original Kraken, the rogue wave.
Yeah, the rogue wave. There you go.
Well, hey, listen. People
didn't believe in them for decades.
I know. So that's a thing. That's why this stuff is fun to talk about, because rogue waves were a myth until they weren't, right?
Mm.
So it's fun to fucking talk about this shit. Thank you so much for devoting your time to us.
This has been a blast.
Are you gonna? You want to stick around and do the bonus episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So stay tuned. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi to listen to the bonus episode that we're going to have with David Hartman. Who knows what it's going to be? It could be about water. It could be about air.
Dirt.
Dirt. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about dirt. It sounds boring, but like we'll figure it out. Willie, any final thoughts, plugs, anything?
My last thought is, the cosmos is geometrical, energy is geometrical, maybe thought energy is too. And, I stop drinking plastic bottled water, hydrate yourself with water when you think about love and give thanks to your water. And
the love that you don't have, just drink water.
It's sort of water cult,
right? Yes. Now, yeah,
sure, there already is.
We'll pray and ejaculate into water and share it with everyone,
dude. And if you don't believe, well, maybe the ejaculation thing, but also we can waterboard the non-believers. What a perfect torture for our water cult.
That is true.
Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for watching on Trub Home Video.
And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
Okay.
Bye.